Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another opening of
another show. Well, a lot to report on today. Some actual theater news. The shows I've seen most recently, with 5 set up for next week, by the way. Yes, New York theater is alive and well, though well has become a complicated word these days, which is why this year's Tony Award nominations were delayed by a week, because so many actors have been out with COVID cases that it's been difficult for award nominators to see all the eligible performances. So the nominations will now be announced on May 9th, that's a week from today. The awards ceremony itself will remain as scheduled on June 12th. Now, a lot of shows have finally opened this last month, many receiving positive reviews. I'll have a few predictions at the end of this report. But let's begin with the Broadway show that I just saw called Mr. Saturday Night, Billy Crystal's musical version of his film of years ago. Now, I know it's had some mixed reviews, but I don't think I'd want to hang around with anyone who dislikes this one. The audience laughs constantly, tears up more than you think, and walks out buzzily satisfied. The cast is terrific. Crystal, of course, completely lovable. Randy Graff as his wife, David Paymore, his brother, he played the same role in the film, and more. Is it the most important show about comedy in history? No, but it's a Valentine to a lot of names of the past. And with composer Jason Robert Brown and lyricist Amanda Green supplying an appealing score, yes, this is a musical, well, Billy Crystal is getting a lot of love and he deserves it. I see a healthy run here. You know, my grateful good feelings, not sugary, but human, and yes, even complicated, may be partly a reaction to the third show I just saw in Los Angeles. It's at the Geffen Playhouse and has a familiar title. Yep. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Well, it's back. This one stars TV's Ally McBeal, otherwise known as Calista Flockhart, as Martha, and Zachary Quinto as George, portraying arguably the most argumentative couple in theater history. They are both excellent and excellently supported by Ame Carrero and Graham Phillips as the young couple in the small college town who are invited for a late-night drink. It gets pretty bouncy around here, warns Martha. Well, that's an understatement, as this after-party turns into many drinks and cigarettes and truly vicious conversation. He's the flop, married to the president's daughter, yells Martha. He calls her Cyclops, and the ugly retorts never stop until ugly secrets are revealed. Well, either you go with Edward Albee's three-act, three-hour shout-a-thon, or you don't. As well done as this one is, during these partisan, mean-spirited times, I don't know, it wore me out. But Flockhart and Quinto are stellar names, and the production is creating plenty of buzz. I'm glad I saw it, but if I never hear Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf again, I won't complain. Now, the other piece that I saw out there was at the Odyssey Theater in West Los Angeles, and it's a little odd. Ready for the title? A public reading of an unproduced screenplay about the death of Walt Disney. The show is almost as long as the title, 70 minutes. What makes it notable is the playwright, Lucas Nath. He's the man behind Doll's House 2, Hillary and Clinton, and many others. Now, I'd be surprised if this one goes on to much of a future, but who knows? Here we have Walt and his brother Roy, Disney primarily. Two other characters appear occasionally. Walt is planning a movie about himself, essentially. The acting here is top-notch and not easy, since the dialogue moves very fast while they are theoretically moving the screenplay along. Reading from scripts. Cut to. That's the most frequent line here. There is history for Disney fans. Hey, my new book is called From Mouseketeers to Menopause, so his kingdom meant a lot to many of us. Now, one show that I did not catch on the West Coast, so I saw it years ago in New York, was Holland Taylor's one-woman take on the late and colorful Texas Governor Ann Richards. Well, a version of the play recorded at Zach Theater in Austin, Texas, can be streamed on PBS and Broadway HD. Now, I do want to mention the sad theatrical death since we last spoke, that being Robert Morse, whose impish gap-toothed grin, expert timing made him a Tony winner as that corporate schemer in How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. He later won another Tony for his portrait of Truman Capote, and then capped his career with a triumphant return to the corporate world on my favorite TV series, Mad Men. Just go back and watch his final exit from that series. Morse was 90, and he was beloved by all who knew and were lucky enough to share stages with him. Now, as for those coming Tony nominations, I would say, and you can write this down, I'd say Sharon D. Clarke from Caroline or Change is the front runner for Best Actress in a Musical. Sutton Foster will likely earn a nod. Also, Joaquina Raluncango, the star of the otherwise not-so-memorable Paradise Square. Mare Winningham may sneak in for Girl from the North Country. Those four feel like locks to me. Let's see if Katrina Link scores a nomination for Company. I'm not betting on it. And do they nominate Beanie Feldstein for bravely playing Fanny Bryce? Non-musical front-running actresses are LaShawn's for Trouble in Mind, Mary Louise Parker for How I Learned to Drive. She was the last winner, by the way, last time there was a Tony. Ruth Negga as Lady Macbeth, Deirdre O'Connell for the short-lived Dana H, and maybe the other Parker, Sarah Jessica, for Plaza Suite. The musical men will include Michael Jackson's portrayer Miles Frost, Hugh Jackman's Harold Hill, Billy Crystal for Mr. Saturday Night, Joaquin Bibby for A Strange Loop, which is just open and I'll talk about next week probably. And let's see if Rob McClure
anything goes
for his exhausting role as Mrs. Doubtfire. As for dramatic actors, does Daniel Craig get nominated for Macbeth? How about Ruben Santiago Hudson for Lackawanna Blues, Tracy Letts for The Minutes, and David Morse for How I Learned to Drive? I'm pretty sure about all those. But we will know soon, Jill, and we will discuss more next week as it's hot off the press.
So these are your, we should do a spreadsheet.
Yeah, I feel very good about my predictions. I mean, there's always surprises, and there will always be snubs. And I never thought I'd be saying Billy Crystal for Best Actor in a Musical, but after seeing him yesterday. I don't know. I'm probably forgetting somebody. And like I said, I haven't quite seen everything yet. So I'll probably knock those off in the next few weeks. A very strong. We've got a strong group here.
That's what it sounds that way. You know, if you closed your eyes, or even if you didn't, and you just excised the last 3 years.
Yeah.
You would go, wow, you know, that's a good series of individuals and talent.
You know, it really is. And it's funny. You're right. 2 years we just lost. You know,
anything goes with
theater. And yet here we come back with, well, what started then, or didn't get up, really a good group. Same thing in a funny way with television. You know, all this incredible streaming and excellent series in television. Now, I don't know, would they have happened if we hadn't had a pandemic?
Yes.
Yes, they would have.
I did the Broadway thing is interesting. How long has Mr. Saturday Night been in? What should we call it? It's not preview. Been in the oven.
About a week ago.
No. I understand, but it took a while to put together. I've heard.
Yeah, I guess it did. You know, we were wondering that when we came out of the theater because I hadn't read a lot about it in production.
And I had, but in little teeny bits from way back because it was, you know, mostly if you followed Billy Crystal at all, it would be a blurb about that, and they the same sort of remember Barry Manilow and Harmony, like how long they were putting that up.
That definitely was a long one. I saw reading of that at least 5 years ago. Yeah, I just hadn't heard a lot about Mr. Saturday Night being, you know, because, you know, they don't do out-of-town stuff very much anymore. We used to hear things, oh, it's in Chicago, but it's coming. It's So we don't hear as much about ones that are in production. I didn't even mention the best musical revivals, which will be an interesting category too. You've got Company, which wasn't very well received. You've got Funny Girl, which wasn't very well received. You've got, I don't know if In the Loop is considered a revival. It was off-Broadway. That's where I saw it. Or Strange Loop. Music Man obviously has to get nominated just because it's a Music Man. It's done so well for Broadway. So, and I would say, oh, those are the revivals. Yeah, the originals. That it's always hard to find original plays. This year you've got six, S-I-X. I can't imagine that. Well, you know, theoretically, Mr. Saturday Night is an original musical. So that'll be an interesting category.
Right, and it's and the other thing is it's based on his film.
That's right.
So if it, you know, if you are doing a musical based on your, I'm making this up, family, you know, it's kind of it's yours. What you could have been working on it forever.
Well, that's right. What makes a difference is they added music. It's now a musical.
Right.
I don't think it was in, no, it was definitely not in the movie because this is original music. So that'll be an interesting category. I can't imagine six, which, by the way, I didn't like at all. I can't imagine that not winning Best New Musical just because it's such a big success. Paradise Square, I guess, is a new musical. That did come from out of town somewhere else. So there's a lot of good stuff up there. Company. I think an interesting one to watch will be how Company does. Because that was a big deal, and it came out just as Sondheim died. And just, you know, Patti LuPone, she's a lot for supporting. You know, they might as well just give her that now. But, I hate to say anything bad about actors, because, God, they are up there, and they are giving their best. You know, an interesting one, another one is Girl from the North Country. I do think Mare Winningham is going to sneak in as a Best Actress in a Musical nominee. But that show already is only in, and it's coming back, and they've already said, I think it's only going to play 6 weeks. So I'm on record as having said I like that show, and I never thought it was a Broadway show. So we shall see. But we'll have a lot to talk about next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.